This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. We're all warmed up, Jim, right?
Yeah, we are. And I'll tell you what, I hope golfers are warming up too, because we're just a little over a month away from one of the most fun golf tournaments in all of Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Boy, I sound like...
You're trying to sell that or something, Jim?
I think I am. It's coming up May 21st. It's a Tuesday at Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. Mm-hmm. And that's a new venue for us this year. We're excited about that. They've got some new high-tech golf carts there that have some kind of GPS on them. I don't know what that's all about. And electronic scoring, I think, and different things like that. So I'm looking forward to it. And some great food as well. They're going to have... for lunch, hot dogs and, hamburgers and some kind of special bratwurst and things, all grilled outdoors. And for dinner, steak dinner as well. So
now that sounds really good.
Good things coming up. Hmm. We can still use some more foursomes. We've got quite a few signed up now, but it's a big course and we can use more. You just go to our website, Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and you'll see a big item there for our golf. You can sign up right there, and we'd love to see you there. It's going to be a fun event. It starts with registration at 10 a.m. Then not too many golf outings have this particular feature. Registration starts at 10. We have mass at 11.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
And then about 11:30 or so, that great lunch, and then it's off and golfing for the rest of the day with lots of fun. So again, Catholic RadioIndy.org is where you sign up. The event is May 21st. It's a Tuesday at Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers.
It's a fun event, and hopefully we'll all see you there, all of our listeners. So now today we are going to be talking about another awesome organization. We always talk about awesome people and awesome organizations. Today we have our guests, our Dr. Margie Crooks. She is the president, and Fred Yakey. He is the vice principal of mission and culture, and they are both from Providence Cristo Rey College and Career Preparatory High School. That's a long title. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
Okay, now, when I did a little research about this, I know that this school is the best kept secret. And since you mentioned that,
yes,
I'm going to ask you, why is it the best kept secret? I'm sure you're true. You're true about that.
It is the best kept secret. We're trying to figure that out, and we're trying to rectify it by getting the word out, because it is such an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing mission. I lived in the Indianapolis area for quite a while, then moved away. I was in Detroit, and there's a Cristo Rey in Detroit as well. And then when I came back and was approached about taking this position, I didn't even know there was a Cristo Rey in Indianapolis, and I had lived here for several years.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the name Providence Cristo Rey. What does that mean?
So Cristo Rey is part of a network of schools. There's 35 schools. The first school was founded in Chicago by Father Foley, a Jesuit priest who had done a lot of missionary work. He had come back from Peru and was given the assignment to work with inner city kids. And the first neighborhood that he went into was predominantly Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And so the name Cristo Rey is Christ the King in Spanish.
Oh, okay. I for some reason I thought that was a Latin word. I took Spanish, but it is Spanish, okay?
And then all of the schools have a religious sponsor. That's one of the requirements. And while about half of the schools are sponsored by Jesuits, some are not. And so our particular school is sponsored by the Sisters of Providence out of Terre Haute, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Now, how long has Providence Cristo Rey been here in Indianapolis in operation?
So we are just completing our 12th year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been here a while. Mm-hmm. And now, what exactly... Talk a little bit about maybe the mission of the school and how it maybe is different or unique. I mean, there are a lot of really wonderful Catholic schools in the Indianapolis Archdiocese. Talk about your mission and how it might be different or unique than maybe other Catholic schools.
So our mission is extremely unique for a Catholic high school because we are really missionary in nature.
Mm.
So we are, the mission is to reach out to underserved economically and otherwise students within urban areas.
Okay.
So the Cristo Rey schools are only in large urban areas. Father Foley's goal was to level the playing field as far as education goes, and so that everybody has an opportunity for college prep schools. But we've just recently added college and career prep, which we'll talk about a little bit later because that is our focus. But it's truly missionary also in that it's founded on the Beatitudes, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, so that we're reaching out to those who need us the most. We are about 75% non-Catholic students.
Okay, I was going to ask that. That's really interesting. And you know, I know a lot of our schools in Catholic schools in Indianapolis are have that kind of demographic in the sense that we really are trying to reach out to people and help them, you know, advance in their life and in their faith life too if they don't have one. But it's not necessarily trying to proselytize, correct?
Well, correct. And so we're also unique in that we only accept students if they're at a certain economic level.
Okay.
So other schools, while they'll take some of the same students that we do, we will only take students who family income, our family income averages less than $30,000 a year.
Wow. So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Dr. Margie Crook. She is the president of Providence Cristo Rey and Fred Yakey, vice principal of Mission and Culture. So Fred, talk a little bit about your role as, I've never seen a title like that, vice principal, that's a good one, vice principal of Mission and Culture. Talk about that.
Absolutely. My primary role at Providence Cristo Rey High School is to help to assist with the culture of the school, that being not only with the students, but also incorporating the families involved into the school. So we want to make sure that the families feel a part, and we want to make sure that the students understand what their responsibility is, whether that's helping to oversee discipline. We have a school-wide positive behavior intervention system called PRIDE, which is rooted and grounded in the scriptures and in love. So we make sure that we live out those principles, not only with the students, but also making sure that the culture of the staff, we're doing a good job of living the mission and the values. So that's the culture of the school. In terms of the mission, it's very simple. We want to make sure that the community and those outside of the school understand who we are, that everything that we do is rooted and grounded and driven by the mission of our school. Which is to go out. I was telling someone earlier about our school. It's pretty interesting because, as Dr. Crooks mentioned, we go out and we intentionally go after those underprivileged students who otherwise could not afford a private school experience. And that mission alone is peculiar because we want to get those students into a place where we can talk about Christ. We can talk about the power of our corporate work study program, and we bring the parents in and let them know that our goal is to get them to college, but we also use education as a form of discipleship.
That's really neat, and I want you to talk a little bit about what the culture is like. You know how every school kind of has like their kind of cool spirit and their environment and really their kind of spirit of you know what it's like to be there. I mean, I don't know if you both attended Catholic schools. I did in high school, and there is each Catholic school kind of has its own personality or flavor. Describe what it's like there for the students.
I think when you come, if you ever have an opportunity to visit our school, I would certainly suggest you do so.
Yeah, I know. Jim and I are going to take a field trip, right?
Come on out there. Listen, we'll give you a good tour and you can see for yourself, but from what I've been told and from what I experience, when you come into our school, you will see bright young minds, male and female, dressed with a shirt and tie for our young man, and our young women will have on a modest uniform that represents Providence Cristo Rey. And I think that's important for a couple of reasons. Number one, children respond how they're dressed, right?
Yes.
So when you are dressed.
Yeah, we're all dressed up
here
today. We're looking good, aren't we?
We all look very good. And they respond how They are presented. So you see that point. But I think the other part of our culture is that you can stop any one of our students at any given time. And because we really work on culture and corporate work study, where they have to go into these environments and they are the only young people there, they are very confident. We teach them how to introduce themselves, first and last name, a firm handshake, look someone in the eye, explain to them where you work, what do you do when you work there, what do you like about that. That type of confidence or that elevator speech, every single one of our kids have. And you see different levels of that. You'll see a freshman that may come in not very confident, and you'll stay 2 or 3 years later, and they very well can be one of our student ambassadors coming and meeting people, standing up in front of a crowd, and they'll talk about how embarrassed they were. So that culture, it kind of resonates in certain areas throughout the school. And I think that's what's pretty unique about our school.
We are going to need to take a break in a couple minutes. But before we get to that, I want to ask about this whole unique work study, college and career prep that's really unique, I think, to what you're doing and how you work with local businesses to do that. What does every student do, some kind of an internship, or how does that talk about that aspect? Because we need to be grooming future leaders, and sometimes if you're not doing something actually in the workforce, I just wonder how much things really translate. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So when Father Foley said he wanted to level the playing field and be able to offer a college prep education to everybody, even those who could not afford it, his provincial superior said, well, that's great, but how are you going to afford that, to do that? And so they called in, he's like, I don't know. So they called in a consultant, and a consultant actually came up with this model originally as a financial model, but it's turned into so much more. So what our students do, we have an agreement with the Department of Labor, and so our students, when they come start as freshmen, they need to turn 14 before they can work, and everybody's required to work. So they go to a corporate internship job one day a week. So
starting as a freshman?
Starting as a freshman.
Oh, wow.
It's a requirement.
Okay.
And so seniors go every Monday to their jobs. Juniors go on Tuesdays, sophomores on Wednesdays, and freshmen go on Thursdays, and then Friday everybody's back in the school.
Oh, that's neat.
So mm-hmm. while it started out as a financial model, what they found was that it was really a career motivator. So you have students wondering, like, oh, why do I have to take math? Why do I have to take science? What does this have to do with anything? But then they go to these corporate jobs, and you don't know what you don't know. So they didn't even know a lot of the different jobs were available. And so instead of calling our supervisors, we call them career mentors, and we ask for them to truly partner with us and help mentor these students and expose them to different careers that are available. So we have students all over Indianapolis. We have students at Eli Lilly. We have them at now all the hospital systems. We have them at attorneys' offices, accounting firms. And so they are getting great exposure to a lot of different career fields that they might not otherwise even know about.
This is really exciting, and I want to hear more about it. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear more about your partners and what kind of a result it does for the students. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Has the weather this winter been getting you down? Let us help you look toward warmer weather and sunshine. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, May 21st for the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. This year, we're moving to a great new course, Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. It's not too early to get your foursome together. You can register online at CatholicRadioIndy.org. We rely on generous underwriting as well. If you're interested in underwriting or being a whole sponsor, call Valerie at 317-870-8400.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
For 15 years, Catholic Radio Indy has talked the talk. Now it's time for us to walk the walk, and you're invited to join us. On Sunday, May 19th, we'll be fielding a team of walkers for the Walking for Dreams 5K Run Walk on the downtown canal. Funds raised will support the mission of Catholic Radio Indy to convert the culture to Christ through radio. To sign up or for more information, go to walkingfordreams.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and in the studio with me is my trusty partner here, Jim Ganley, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we have some great guests with us. We have Dr. Margie Crooks. She is the president of Providence Cristo Rey College and Career Preparatory High School, and alongside her is the vice principal of mission and culture, Fred Yakey.
And I'm kind of a nuts and bolts guy and want to talk about the facility itself. Did you build a brand new building, an all glass skyscraper downtown somewhere?
No. We are in a old elementary school. So yes. we're growing, and we're actually looking for a new location.
Oh, good.
Because we're capped at how many students we can have where we currently are. And we're no longer going to be the best kept secret. So we know we're going to have an influx of students, and we have to have a location for them. But our building is, parts of it are 125 years old. Other parts are 100. So
when you say an old grade school,
it's old.
It's a really old grade school.
And where is it located?
Yeah. So it's off of West Washington Street. It's on Bellevue, the corner of Bellevue and Ohio.
Okay.
So not too far from the old state hospital.
So are you looking to potentially build in that same vicinity, or just not sure at this point?
Yeah. So we're, because of our financial model and being truly not for profit, we don't have a lot of excessive funds. So if somebody's listening and would like to be a donor of ours, we're always open to that.
Come on, CristoRayIndy.org.
But so we're looking at different options, we've been in discussions with IPS about possibly one of their closed high schools. We've looked at other closed charter school areas. So it makes more sense for us to use an existing building we expand.
That does make sense.
And you were talking about expansion. How many students roughly do you have now, and how many can you accommodate, and how many would you like to be able to accommodate?
So we have about 230 right now. Because of our model, we probably would not get any bigger than 350 or 400, because we rely on having corporate partners to provide the jobs for our students. So right now we have about 90 corporate partners.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, you said you have to have a job for every student.
Exactly.
What are some of the you mentioned some of the jobs. What are the variety of jobs that are offered through your corporate partners?
So we have a vast array, and so they can do anything from, if they're in the healthcare setting, they might shadow. They actually get opportunities to shadow some of the nurses and doctors. They'll do things like filing, clerk work, answering the phone. One of the big things that we teach them, all freshmen and transfer students have to go through a training camp before school begins. So it's between 7 and 10 days long. And so we were talking about how important dress is. So Fred and I teach a class called Dress for Success.
And a lot of people could take that one, right?
Oh, yes.
And how important it is to look the part and be professional in dress. We do a lot of teaching of social skills and soft skills, eye contact, shaking hands, being able to make conversation with people, how do you answer the phone, different jobs like that. And so we've added a component, a value component, so that our partners truly feel like they're getting somebody who can assist them. So we train them in Excel and how to manipulate data, work with files, both electronic and otherwise. But we have some students who will do the social media for some of our partners, because the younger people really know
how to do that.
They do. And So we just have a lot of great opportunities. We have some people working for insurance, and they'll let them work with some of the numbers, show them how to do things. Mm-hmm. A lot of our partners are really good about taking our students to some of their staff meetings or other meetings so that they can just be exposed to a wide variety of things.
What kind of reaction do you get from students? I mean, you're taking basically somebody who's gone through grade school and maybe struggling with high school or whatever, and all of a sudden you're sending them over to Eli Lilly or something, and there they are all dressed up in their shirt and tie, and now what?
You know, the word that comes to my mind is the word transformational, because that's what we're doing. You get a typical 14-year-old who's never had a job before. Typically, you might find one that, you know, do some chores around the house.
Sure, sure.
But we have a responsibility of creating and providing an opportunity for these young people to go into a place and learn the skills that quite naturally many adults lack. So you have that component of teaching and training. And when you see these students, the first thing that they have is a level of, wow, I can do it, right?
Yeah.
And then they go to work and they find this joy and this the opportunity that they have the chance to work. And before they get these jobs, I also want to say that they have an opportunity to interview for them. So we have a week or two that we have where they're creating resumes, they're learning how to email, they're learning the employability skills. And then when they go to this huge job fair that we offer, they have an opportunity to interview for about four or five jobs that they've researched, that they say, I really want to work there. So we give them an opportunity to go after something that they're researching that they like. And then we have this really cool, like an NFL draft day, where we'll bring them here. We have a stage, we have a master of ceremony, and we'll say, for the first pick of the 2019 school year, they'll have an organization come up and say, we select this person and that person, and then they come to the stage, and we have a swag bag, we have a background drop, we take the picture, because this is monumental, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
What they see is what they be, and we want to make sure that we celebrate this huge step. So it's really transformational, because then you begin to see them respond a lot differently than a typical freshman who's not having this experience.
So Joe Wrights came to our last draft day, and he did a really great job with it. And so that's when the students find out who they've been selected for, what their job is.
That's really cool. So how do students get connected to you? How do you get your students? And how do you get your corporate partners? So if someone was listening, maybe they knew someone that they'd like to have get connected to you. That's one thing. Or maybe someone's listening and they're like, you know, maybe my work or, you know, corporation would like to be connected with you. And or just listener, maybe they want to donate. What are ways people can get connected to you?
So do you want to talk about the admissions piece?
Sure.
Yeah, talk about that.
Absolutely. So for our students, we have an admissions piece where they can go to our website.
Okay.
It's www.crystalrayindy.org. You also can follow us on social media for the young ones out there. We are on Instagram and we are on Facebook. But we have an application process. So I would say the first step will be to go online and click to apply.
Okay.
Throughout the year, we have a wonderful opportunity where students who are interested to come to our school, we have career shadow days.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's important for a couple of reasons. We live in a time now where the parents just aren't sending students to school. But a lot of times, parents are allowing children to make that choice, right? Because they're going to be spending time there. Well, we understand that, and we want the students to come. So you can shadow us. You can go and see what our typical day is like. And if you love it, which I'm sure that you will, because everyone that comes in the door, we make it a point. If you come in, you're not leaving out without finishing out the application.
Yeah.
Then you sign in, and then you'll get the documentation, and everyone sits down for an interview where we sit down and we explain our mission, because we want them to understand that this is not a typical high school. When you come to this school, you are going to be successful. You will work a job, and our goal is to get you into a place where you can further your education. And once we have that understanding from both our parents and students, our school has been vastly successful.
I can imagine. And what about the corporate partners? How do they get connected to you? If someone's listening, they want to get information or find out what the process is of doing this.
So they can either contact myself or Jay Schneider, and they can do it the same way. Go to christoreyindy.org, and all of our contact information is on there. And of course, as we expand, we're always looking for additional partners because every student has to have a job. So we love any kind of new opportunities that are available, anything that would be a professional career path for our students. And we always tell our students, you might go, so an example is Ice Miller is one of our partners as well, and we have several of the law firms that are partners. And so we had a student who interned there, so they're exposed to more than just lawyers. There's also huge IT pieces and different things. So one of our students interned at Ice Miller, went to Wabash College, graduated, and then was actually contacted by Ice Miller to see if they'd come back and work in their security division, their information security.
How often does that happen? I mean, do you see a lot of you know, relationships formed like that where, you know, they already have the, they know those people? And
so we've seen that with our healthcare partners. We've seen it with Eli Lilly. We've had students who've worked there, gone to college, and then work there. And Eli Lilly also will offer our students an opportunity to work there over the summers, too. And so do a couple of our other partners.
Now, you have an event coming up. I don't want to forget about that. We got about 2 minutes left. What's your event?
So we have our major fundraiser on May 31st. So every year it is the last Friday of May. Okay. So if you can't make it this year, there's additional years. And this is where we raise the majority of our funds for the next school year. So it's really important to us. It's May 31st. It is at the Knights of Columbus off of 71st Street. And it is a great time. Our students will actually be showcasing their singing talents.
Oh, wow. So entertainment, too.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity.
Is it a dinner, then?
It's a dinner. We have a silent auction. And then we also have Tom Zupancic will be doing our scholarship fundraiser for... Previously, Tom and Father Glenn O'Connor, who just passed away, unfortunately. Used to do it together, and that's where we also raise the majority of our scholarship funds for our students.
So it'll be a fun night. Now, to get more information about that, is that on your webpage as well?
It is. So www.christoreyindy.org.
Well, we're about out of time, but our guests today have been Dr. Margie Crooks. She is the president, and Fred Yakey is the vice principal of Mission and Culture. Both are from Providence Cristo Rey College and Career Preparatory High School. So thank you so much for being our guest. We wish
thank you
a lot of success and a lot of donors and all sorts of fun things, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.